OKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah, we're on the move. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you missed the first hour, well, then you have to wait until we put the show on the internet so you can listen to the... You know, I don't know if you know this. We archive all the shows. We have more than 300 shows we archive. So tonight's show will be archived. When the show's over, we put it up on our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to the show. If you missed this show or any other show, there's more than 300 of them that we archived so far, because we've been on the radio more than 6 years. So if you would like to listen to any shows, if you would like to check out any of our sponsors, if you would like to see what's going on, go to Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So, folks, if you want to know what you're listening to, you're driving the car and turning these dials, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Gary?
Yeah. Sinclair? What's up?
We're back.
We're back. Gary, for the folks tuning in for the first time, tell the folks, how long have you been blind?
Let's see. I was detected going blind when I was 28 years old in the Navy, and I served from 1971 to 79. They put me out as I was losing my vision quickly, but I could still drive yet, but they knew I was going to go blind quick, and had low vision for many years. And then all of a sudden, poof, in about a week, it just went. Just like a big snowstorm. I could be riding a car 1 week.
You had RP, right?
See a car next to me. Huh? Yeah, I have RP.
You had RP.
I could see a car next to me or a big building maybe. Next week, same car, same road, and it looked like a heavy snowstorm. Like I couldn't see anything anymore. So, yeah, it was a process. But I tell you what, sometimes, you know, when I did go blind all the way, it was a relief because, in a way, and I'm going to explain that by sometimes when you're low vision, you try to do things that you really shouldn't be doing, and you can get yourself in trouble or hurt. And especially, I was trying to watch the television, and I kept getting headaches. I mean, because I was really trying hard to watch television, and when I lost the rest of my vision, I couldn't see anymore. I just started relaxing, and I didn't get no more headaches anymore, and I just started learning how to listen. So it's a long process of going blind, especially with RP.
Well,
and Michael, what about yours?
With me, I went blind suddenly. Bingo, bango. Uh-huh. And my eyes are fine. It's my brain that did me in. They say it was tension. Believe it or not, stress. That's what did me in, stress. A lot of part of 08, beginning 09. I went blind one day. Bingo, bango. That was it. I had no warning, didn't know it was coming. Suddenly, my whole life changed. Matter of fact, I was away on a trip, and I was driving up, and I lived in Florida. I was driving from Cleveland to Detroit at the time on the Ohio Turnpike. And believe it or not, I had to go to a hotel, fly home, left the car there, and that was a whole event situation. And when I went blind, nobody knew why I went blind. Because I looked at my eyes, they couldn't see a problem. So I had to go to two hospitals, Will's Eye in Philadelphia for an opinion, and Bascom Palmer, Miami Circle. Both hospitals said the exact same thing. I can see shadows. I can see sometimes things, but not too much. I can't make out faces. Can't make out anything that's further than 3 feet away. I can't see nothing. So it's close to 3 feet, I can see shadows, things like that. But my brain did me in.
Yeah. I got a little story for you, Michael. A lot of people out there that don't know, everybody's heard of the CNI school. Well, Morris Frank, he was the very first recipient to get the CNI dog. But the story is how he went blind is he used to be an insurance salesman as a young man. And for his relaxation or whatever it is, his lunch breaks, he would go to the gym and box. And he loved boxing. And he got in the ring one day and got hit in the head. And woke up the next day in the hospital, couldn't see anymore. He had two detached retinas. So that's how, you know, just a good bump on the head, you can lose your eyes real quick, too.
That was what our guest last week was saying, that he couldn't do parachute.
If you had any stories out there.
Parachute. Right. Skydiving anymore because of the detached retina.
As they tried to see me too far, my wife put her hand over my mouth. She wanted to talk. Well, if you have any stories out there, if you have any stories out there that you would like to tell us how you went blind, call us. Let us know. 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. Someone who went blind with a different story, 407-894-1680.
But another little story with the detached retina.
See, a lot of you might feel... Well, 1 second, guys. A lot of you may feel that you're embarrassed to tell us your story, but don't. I mean, Gary will tell his story, I'll tell my story. A lot of us will tell their story. I'm not saying whether I'm embarrassed or not embarrassed, it's just life. So we'd love to hear from you. That's what we're here for. What were you going to say, Gary?
Another little story about the detached retinas is I didn't know this either. If you're in a car accident, a real bad car accident, and have your head banged, knocked out, or something like that, one of the first things they do, supposed to do, in the emergency room when you go in and have an ophthalmologist look at you and check those retinas, because it's only a certain amount, it's less than 24 hours if they're detached, that they could never do, you know, repair them. So always, if you bang your head something real bad, make sure you get your eyes checked by an ophthalmologist.
Absolutely. Chris, let's go to break, okay?
We're going to go to break.
Yep, come back. We'll talk to
you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Hey, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you're listening on a radio or a computer or Alexa, and you want to know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We love that you join us. We hope you can call in because this is a talk show. We're talking. We'd love to hear you talking. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I've already asked two questions that people can call in. first, what's the temperature where you live? What's the temperature right now? You're curious. Number one, what's the temperature? Two, here's a big one. Okay. You're sighted or vision impaired? If you're vision impaired or blind, how'd you go blind? What caused it? Love to hear from you. What, Lynn?
Time to introduce our next guest. Okay, well, it's our pleasure to welcome for the very first time Joshua Espino. And Joshua is a former Lighthouse Central Florida client, an Army vet, a former police officer, and he happens to be totally blind. And now he's a gunsmith. Welcome, Joshua.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening to you. Thank you for joining
us. Good evening. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, boy, there's so much to talk about. Tell us a little bit first about how you became a Lighthouse Central Florida client, and then what happened after that.
Well, when I lost my eyesight, I lost it. And I reached out because I was curious on guide dog services, which I did not know at the time. You had to get the training. So I had a friend of mine reach out to Lighthouse, and then they contacted me, and I started doing training. And eventually recommended me to go to have 3 months in there. And during that time, I met Chief Chipwood, which is now the sheriff here in Volusia County. And knowing my background with military and law enforcement, he offered me a job there. So I got in there. I started robbery, homicide, then went to persons crime. And then last, I ended up in the armory. And I became certified armory.
Yes, Joshua, are you on a speakerphone? It's a little bit difficult to understand you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's better? Okay.
Yes.
No, it's not a problem. We're heading back from Miami to Daytona. But yeah,
you're in the car.
After losing the eyesight, you sat back. But yeah, we're traveling. We just got out of a gun show. Today. Oh. So, yeah, I custom build rifles. I've done law enforcement contracts due to my former law enforcement training, as well as Army training. And I became the first certified Glock armorer for Daytona Beach. And actually,
Wait. This is Michael. Wait, I got to interrupt you. Wait. Am I missing something here? Wait a minute. Are you blind?
Yes, I'm total blind.
You're totally blind. And
I'm
you
totally
fix
blind.
Guns? And you fix guns?
I fix guns. Yes, sir.
And that's unbelievable. Is unbelievable. that is unbelievable.
I'm sure he hears that all the time.
The creator of the Glock pistol, which is the most popular Glock, popular pistol in the United States, 80% of law enforcement agencies uses this pistol. And I was certified by Glock by taking the course, and I was the first blind person known to Gaston Glock, who's the owner of the company, to be blind and get the certification. I actually scored the highest score on the test over people who could actually see.
Wow, that's amazing. And I didn't hear before because of the connection, but how long were you a police officer?
I did that for 4 years.
Oh, for 4 years?
And 6 years in the U.S. Army. I used to operate M1 Abrams, the tanks. I was a tanker.
You operate tanks.
Oh, tanks. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. M1 Abrams.
Wow. Hey, you and I were talking off the air, and this will surprise Michael. You said you want to try to shoot a gun. How far now?
I'm going to attempt a 1,000-yard shot with a rifle I'm currently working on. And there's actually new technology out there that helps me make that shot. So I'm going to do some training in a couple weeks, put the rifle to the test, and see how far I can push it. Then I'm going to try to set the record for being the first blind person to actually do the milk jug challenge at 1,000 yards. So if you can imagine, 1,000 yards is 3,000 feet. Okay?
Half a mile.
Yes, that's half a mile. Yeah. And imagine a milk jug at that distance. Try to get that.
Oh, my God.
See, Michael, I can get a permit, Michael. Remember we had discussion on this years ago about me getting a carry permit and learn how to shoot the gun blind. Well, he can do it. Shoot a milk carton at 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Michael?
As long as somebody walks in.
As long as we don't have a Dick Cheney out here, I think it'll be great.
What is that, Chris? What did you say?
Listen, as long as it's not a Dick Cheney situation out here, I think we'll be fine. Listen, I got a caller on the phone line who wants to get in and say hi. Calling all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think I know who did.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, out of the country's capital. Nashville, where all the popular music is at. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, here's Kelly J. Kelly, how you doing?
I knew it.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
All right.
Doing fine.
Nashville.
Good. Josh, so glad to hear you on the show. I think Josh is a great example of the blind person who is in a unique field and is really, you know, gotten into his own thing and used his talent. And I'm really proud of you, Josh. And I know that Peter Cirillo, may he rest in peace, is probably real proud of you up there.
Yeah,
Peter was at the rehab center in Daytona and passed away a few years ago. But, you know, I think it's awesome that you're on here, and I'm really glad that they got you on here because you're a veteran and doing an awesome thing that, you know, is very unique.
Thank you. Kelly was actually my counselor with it's been so long since I've talked to those guys.
Division of Blind Services.
Division of Blind Services, yeah, DBS, that's what it is. The acronym
TBS.
Yeah, they helped me out a lot. And like I said, Peter Cirillo, I used to call him Sergeant Major, you know, out of love, because he reminded me of an old Sergeant Major in the Army. He was tough, but he knew his stuff, and he guided me in the right path, and that's how I met Chief Chitwood, who's now the sheriff, and he got me into the Daytona Beach Police Department. So I had a lot of fun in there. I did great things in there. When they got me into the Armory, that's when I really started shining. You know, some of the guys would go to the range and they got problems with their rifles. They brought it to me, and some of the armorers that were there couldn't figure it out, and I figured it out in under a minute. They're like, oh, it's your gas system. Oh, it's your buffer. You know, all those parts. And it's so simple. You know, they got very, very surprised on what I was capable of.
Yeah, and when you were in training at the rehab center, didn't you get an active, you got a badge of valor or something?
Yep, they gave me a badge of valor in honoring for the service that I did in the U.S. Army. And I got my challenger point and my badge from Chief Chitwood, but now Sheriff Chitwood.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Peter knew so many people that, you know, so glad that he was able to help you with that, and that you took it and ran with it and are a huge success. I whenever I talk about blind people who are employed, because, you know, I work for VR in Tennessee, and I don't say your name, but I explain that, you know, hey, I know a guy that he cleans rifles, and, you know, he's his first certified blind person, the only certified blind person that does that.
He doesn't just clean them. He fixes them up.
Yeah. Right. Takes them apart and rebuilds them.
Makes them.
And Kelly, and I read that, Joshua, you have contract. You got a big contract
out of the country or something.
Yes, I just fulfilled a contract for a French law enforcement agency.
Wow.
They bought 100 of my rifles, which was just delivered not too long ago. So my guns are now overseas helping law enforcement over there.
Wow. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, what makes your rifle so unique?
Well, here's where the advantage of, and I hate to say this way, but it's true. When you lose a sense, your other senses do pick up. And because I'm using my hands to do all these work, you know, all these jobs, I take my time and I use precision tools that are preset to the proper torques and specifications. When I put these guns together, I do it to a life-saving standard. That's why my gun sells so much around here in Florida. We're probably making them in Florida, and we put that lifetime warranty on that gun because I want to guarantee my customer if they're going to use it for a home defense or just for plinking, for fun, or hunting, it's going to work every time. You know, being blind has taught me to expand my capabilities without using my eyes.
Yeah, and I think that's so needed for people to understand because there's a lot of people that are like, well, I just want to do something where I don't have to use my eyes, but they just need to learn the skills, and where there's a will, there's a way. So I'm going to get off here, but I just wanted to congratulate you, Josh, on all your success.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. Thanks. Say hi to
Rory. Nice to hear you.
Say hi to Rory.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly. Bye.
Take care, Kelly.
Okay. Very good.
Before we forget, I want to thank you for your service too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to all those veterans out there who are with us, and especially those who are no longer with us, for paying the ultimate price for keeping our freedom.
Just a quick question: are you a member of the BVA?
Not the BPA. I believe I'm still currently a member with the one for the NFB, the Blinded Veterans. For the
NFB. Yeah, the BVA.
We just had the national president on in the first hour.
Oh,
for BVA.
Oh,
yeah, Joe McNeil. So if you're interested in becoming a member, what did he say? It's $25 for
$25 for lifetime membership.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see your VIS coordinator. See your VIS coordinator, whatever, they'll help you.
I'll write to you, Joshua. I'll give you his
Or didn't he say you go to BVA.org?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
Roger that.
Okay. We need your membership.
Yes, definitely.
Amazing story. We wish you the best of luck. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If anybody's interested,
wait, he's talking.
If anybody's interested in learning more about what I do, we have a website where they can look, or even with JAWS, they can actually read about some of the platforms that we build. And wait till you hear the name of our business. It's called Blind Fire.
Blind Fire. I love it.
Yes. So if they want to check it out, the website is blindfireusa.com.
I got one request for you before you go. When you make that shot at 100 yards, I want you to call in and tell us how you did it.
You didn't say 100 yards. 1,000 yards.
1,000 yards, I mean. 1,000 yards, yeah. Why don't you give a call in and let's know how you did it.
Yep, then we're going to put it up on YouTube. The channel is Blind Fire TV. So if you guys want to check it out, just subscribe there. And you guys will see that shot in the next couple weeks.
Okay,
good. Well, all right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joshua. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Imagine that, Michael. 1,000 yards, hit a milk jug.
I can't imagine. I can't even imagine that.
I want to try it now.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And listen, folks, wherever you are, what's the temperature? Call in. Let's see if you're the lowest temperature there is. I'd like to hear what temperature you got there.
407-894-1680. Did you want to do that last trivia real fast?
Yeah, let's do the...
You'll have to get the other
answer. Chris, you there? Let's do the last trivia.
All day, every day. Let's get it.
Let's see if anybody knows the song. Let's see if anybody knows who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Run down, he said. No, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right.
Okay, Chris, that's enough. On second thought. So folks, who's singing that song? Guy's been around for years and years and years and years. Who's singing the song? 407-894 1680. Who's singing the song? Anybody know it?
407-894-1680. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high. We live in favor of God in favor.
All righty, we got us a call on the phone line. You ready for him? Gary?
We're ready.
Mike, Lynn, are you ready?
Calling all the way
from Orlando, Florida, the city of greatness. We have Brother Harris on the phone line. Brother Harris, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. All right, so Brother Harris called. He said he thinks he knows who was reciting that song or singing that song. Brother Harris, are you sure you're ready for this?
Yes, I'm holding on.
All right, come on. Tell me who do you think was singing that song, Brother Harris?
I think it was Johnny Cash.
You're 100% right.
Wow.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show.
Oh, first thank time you.
Listener. Congratulations. I
appreciate that. I could use
Brother
that.
Harris, the first time no listener? Doubt.
Brother Harris, is this your first time tuned into the show?
No, it's not. I've called in before.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I've never heard
a voice. Well, leave your name and address. We can send you the gift card for $10 gift card from Subway.
Keep on listening.
Congratulations. Keep on listening. We appreciate your call. Appreciate your call very much.
All righty. Thank you so much, then.
Thank you, brother. Don't hang up, Brother Harris. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, I'll hold on.
Okay.
All right, now I got a trivia, not a song. I want to know. Here's the trivia. I'm going to say it nice and slow.
I hear an echo.
This is a very interesting one, trivia. This person is no longer with us. She called in many, many shows, especially to talk about when she was a nurse before there was a WAC. They call them WACs now, but she was a nurse on a ship. Who am I talking about? She's no longer with us. It's a gift card. If you win, you get it. $10 gift card, just for calling and telling who am I talking about. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? A listener. She called in Memorial Days and Veterans Days. And
birthdays.
Yep.
Just to say hello.
Who am I talking about? She's no longer with us. She was a great listener, one of our best listeners. You remember who I'm talking about? 407-894-680. 407-894-680. Gary, don't say. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
No, but she was through both of our radio shows.
Yep.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Not only did she call him, but her and her son contributed to the show.
Yep.
Every time we had
they were there,
to contribute, they gave money.
When we had troubles, they helped us too.
Yep, that's true. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Yep.
So am I talking about? What's her name? Does anybody know her first name? Just her first name. That's all I need to know. First name. Anybody know? 407-894-1680.
Chris, did we play all the anthems? That's it? We have one more?
Well, one more thing there, Michael. If anybody out there has any activities going to go happen in their community, and they want to let their community know about it through the radio show, just give us a call. And you can be on the air and tell what's going on in your community. What do you say there, Michael? Michael.
Sorry,
no.
Gary.
My phone was muted. Didn't know it.
Oh, I thought
I was talking to a dead mic.
Yeah. Hey, that's good.
It happens.
Sometimes that's good, Michael.
Does anybody know who I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do. We got somebody calling in all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. I know she know this answer. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, Kelly J.
So who is it? Who's calling in?
Yes.
Oh, it's Kelly James. I recognize the voice. Kelly James from Nashville, Tennessee. I recognize the voice. Yep.
Yeah,
so who is
it?
Who am I talking about, Kelly?
Is it Betty from Palmyra?
You are 100% right. You're Betty
from
Palmyra.
You got it.
You even got the town right. Betty from Palmyra. God bless you.
Yeah.
She just bought herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
She was great, wasn't she?
Betty was fabulous.
Yeah,
hey, Kelly, what's the weather? What's the weather up there, Kelly?
What's going on, Kelly?
In Nashville right now, where I am at, it is 50 degrees.
Okay. 50 degrees, Nashville, Tennessee.
It's going to get in the 40s. It's going to get in 42, like, early tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it was beautiful and sunny. It feels really hot in the sun, like almost like 80 degrees in the sun.
Wow. Is Rory playing tonight?
He's out of town. He's actually performing at the Worst Fest in New Braunfels, Texas for the week.
Oh, wow.
He's in Texas. Oh, boy.
Tell everybody about Rory and his musical talent.
Oh, man.
Why are you there? Tell us about Rory.
He's performing with the Alex Meixner Band. He has been playing music and self-taught in the family band since he was 4 years old. He plays almost every instrument except for brass. He has most recently done a lot of accordion work, played a lot of accordion, guitar, harmonicas. That's what he's doing now in Texas. He performs with a couple of different bands in town. He does jazz, classic country, swing, western swing. And he plays a lot of good ethnic instruments as well. Sansula, kanun. He just got this instrument called a keen, and he doesn't know how to play it yet, but he just got it from Thailand, and it's this really large instrument that sounds like a car horn. He plays
it sounds
a lot of
like a what? It's, I didn't hear what you
sounds
said.
Like
it sounds like a what?
Sounds like car horn.
Sounds like a car horn.
Oh. I got an instrument. I wonder if you can play, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Michael should know this one, the Jew's harp.
Oh, yes, he does, yep.
Michael,
and his niece.
Michael, you know what a Jew's harp is?
No.
No.
You don't know what a Jew's harp is? They put it up to your lips and you get this. A Jew's harp. They put it up to your lips and get a little piece of.
Are you telling us? Are you telling a show? It's called a chauffeur?
A chauffeur?
No.
No. It's also called a jaw harp. It's called a Jew's harp and a jaw harp. You play it with your mouth.
It goes boing, 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 boing.
Never heard of that. I thought you were going to ask her if Rory knows how to play the harmonica.
Well, no.
She already said he does.
Yeah.
She already said he does.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Gary, what you're describing to me sound like my box spring in my bedroom.
Yeah, you can play it like that, too.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to say goodnight, Kelly, because we're going off.
Good night, Kelly.
Thanks for joining us tonight. It was nice to visit.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Chris, did you play all the anthems?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to get it in now.
Okay, we'll get the last one in, and then I have to do my show wrap-up. So I might as well do that now while you're getting the music.
Yeah, go ahead and do your show wrap-up.
I should do it now? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay, well, next week we hope you join us again for another fun and informative Blind to Beyond radio show. Co-host Sheila Young will be joining us. We'll be having a guest from Foundation Fighting Blindness, and we're going to revisit with Maxwell Ivey, the blind blogger. So that'll be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to hanging out with you next Sunday night. Right, Gary? You going to listen, Gary? You better listen.
Absolutely. I never miss a show.
Okay.
Let's hear the last. I want to hear the last.
Here it is.
Save us.
right, that was the Coast Guard. And last but not least, here we go. I messed up. That was on me. All right. The last one was the United States Army that I was trying to get in. And there we go. I had to pull it up. All right. All right. So the last one is, yeah. It went in and then it just disappeared all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Oh, I see.
It's a lot of craziness that goes on. All right, here we go.
March along, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name. We're the army and proud we proclaim.
This includes the 2021 Veterans Day Show. Listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris.
Of course.
Hey, anytime.
We'll do it again next year.
Good night, everyone. And listen, folks.
Good night.
Don't go away. Be safe. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. God bless. Stay well.
Love you.
Be safe.
Bye.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved.